Hey guys, it's the B&E Podcast Show. I'm B.
I'm E, and we got a great show ahead for you guys.
We got AU here in the studio. That's our first special guest, Alec Yumetsu.
What's up? Alec Gold.
What's up?
Yeah, we call him that. But anyway, yeah, guys, so we're going to get started in a second. Just chill out with some Earth, Wind, and Fire, and we'll be right back. Guys, we are back.
And yes, we are back.
Okay, so first subject I think we want to talk about is movies. So
specifically Deadpool, maybe superhero movies in a little more broad sense.
Yeah. So I like the movie. Did you like the movie?
Deadpool?
Yeah.
I loved it. It's my favorite superhero movie of all time.
I would not go that far.
Right above the first Iron Man.
No. The first Iron Man was definitely good at a character.
Iron Man 1 was
really Iron Man 1 was the best.
It was fantastic. It was a great movie.
Iron Man
until
2,
Deadpool came along.
No, 2 and 3 held their own.
They held their own. 2 was actually pretty good. People give it a lot of flack. The boss fight at the end was a little anticlimactic. It definitely was. You had two guys in Iron Man suits.
Well, you
just ganging up on this one dude in a massive suit.
You don't go into a sequel and expect it to be good. And what Iron Man 2 brought to the table, I think, was better than what I expected.
But you can't be pessimistic about it. Not all sequels are bad. Just some sequels.
No, not all sequels are bad.
We're spoiled with things like Harry Potter. and Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
Definitely, definitely.
Definitely not spoiled with Star Wars.
I was not impressed by the new Star Wars, guys. I'm sorry. Ever since Disney bought it out, it was just childish. Like, there was, like, too many funny moments, I feel like. Like, people have been waiting 30 years. They don't want to see fucking a fucking... What's that guy's... What's the robot's name?
C-3PO or R2-D2?
BB-8.
Oh.
People have been waiting 30 years. They don't want to see fucking BB-8 do a fucking thumbs up with a lighter. Like, they want to see what happens to Darth Vader. They want to see what happened to Luke and stuff. And, like...
Yeah,
but...
Not a Disney, big fan of Kylo Ren.
No?
His little temper tantrums were a little bit...
I was not a big fan of Kylo Ren because the last scene where Kylo fights Finn... Like, this, like, Stormtrooper has no training with the lightsaber,
yeah.
And somehow he's able to hold his own. To me, that wasn't a good scene.
Even if he's supposed to be a prodigy, isn't Kylo Ren also supposed to be a prodigy?
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, is the good guy just that overpowered? We're gonna see a boring end, because in the first movie with him having no training, he's able to hold his own against this guy that's apparently, like...
Just a regular Stormtrooper? Just, like, fresh off the freaking ship, really?
Yeah.
Who we gotta see is Snoke, the big hologram.
What
were we supposed to be talking about? Deadpool?
Oh,
Deadpool. What do we want to talk about with that?
Sorry.
That movie was amazing.
That movie was amazing. The humor in it was... It was perfect for me.
I've always been a day one Deadpool fan.
I didn't know I was a Deadpool fan until that movie.
No, I've always, like, loved Deadpool since the comics. And I gotta say, Marvel did Deadpool justice in the movies.
They definitely did him justice. There was Ryan Reynolds...
You
have to thank him for pushing so hard to get a Deadpool movie made, yeah. And for him being cast. He didn't just want it made, he wanted to be Deadpool.
Yeah, he wanted it bad.
Yeah, he wanted it real bad, especially after that Green Lantern mishap.
Yeah. Oh. I read something...
And then they even put that joke in the movie, don't make the suit animated!
Yeah.
Or green!
I read something online where it said Ryan Reynolds just stole the Deadpool like costume... Like, he's like, fuck this, I'm taking this shit. Like, a $500, like, Deadpool, like, movie prop costume. Yeah. But, no, I love that movie.
That movie was really well cast. It's even considering, like, what? There were probably, like, 10 people in the movie with actual speaking lines.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there really wasn't many people. It almost felt like a visual novel with, like, not many mob characters. Pretty much everyone that was speaking for a reason.
Was a canon character.
Yeah, exactly. And even considering all that... I think it was my favorite superhero movie of all time. Although, you know, if Deadpool heard that, he probably wouldn't like me calling that movie a superhero movie.
Yeah.
It's a love story.
He's a mercenary. The merc with the mouth. But okay, so favorite scenes, everybody.
Favorite scenes. My absolute favorite scene was when he took off... Alec, close your ears. Cover your ears, close them.
Alec hasn't seen the movie.
AU hasn't seen it yet, actually. Yeah. My favorite part is when he takes off the mask at the very end so his girlfriend can see it, and underneath his mask is a Hugh Jackman, like, magazine cutout. Oh.
Stapled to his face.
That's my favorite part. And then second favorite part was when he was trying to tell this old lady that he was living with that there's no way his girlfriend would be able to... love him again after knowing the way he, after seeing the way he looks,
mm-hmm.
And she says, "Love is blind." And then he says, "No, you're blind."
Okay. So my favorite part was, that was a good part. That was funny. My two favorite parts were the first one was where, what's Colossus, that guy's name? He like handcuffs him. He handcuffs Deadpool to himself. And then Deadpool, like, looks at the screen and he's like, have you guys ever seen 127 Hours? And then he just cuts off
his... Did you say, like, I know how this ends? Or spoilers or something
like
that.
Yeah, he just cuts off his hand. And then, like, Colossus grabs the, like, just hand, the severed hand. And it's fucking flipping him off. And then I'd have to say my second favorite was when Deadpool's gonna go fight like Francis and all his men.
I think I know what you're talking about. And then, this is my third favorite.
Yeah, and then he's like, bye to whatever the blind lady's name
is. Yeah.
If I never see you again, there's
the cure for blindness, or I put the cure for blindness right next to like a thousand kilos of cocaine.
And then he walks out, and then his friend his friend is like, you want to get fucked up?
He turns to the blind lady, you want to get fucked up?
That was a good movie.
That was a super good movie.
But,
oh, and, like, the action scenes were actually pretty cool. Like,
they were.
I only have 12 bullets, so some of you are gonna have to share.
That was a good scene, counting the bullets.
That's how the that was tight.
I wonder how he just numbers all his fucking bullets. Like, what the fuck?
I think that was more for effect.
It was for us.
For us.
But yeah, So yeah, Deadpool's really good. I recently saw Captain America. These guys haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it.
But I'm not gonna spoil it or anything, but it's really good. Like I'm a DC boy, but Marvel's definitely making some steps to DC did not come through with Batman Superman.
I heard that was horrible.
I couldn't even finish it, dude. I walked out in the theater.
Did you really? It was that bad?
Well, I was watching in my room, so I turned it off.
But... Oh.
Did I heard
if the... I was in a theater, I would have walked out.
I heard the new X-Men Apocalypse isn't that good either. I heard it came in really soft, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't like Jennifer Lawrence. Can we talk about that?
I don't like her, but I like the nudes that I've seen of her. All right.
I don't like her.
I don't like
her. I don't like her as an actress.
Why not?
I don't feel much when I watch her.
Honestly.
Not so much emotion.
Hmm. It's just, I don't know.
It might not even be her acting. It's just the way I perceive her face when she is acting. I don't like her face.
Same thing with Amy Schumer and...
Amy Schumer is just not
Who's the girl from Melissa McCarthy?
Who's that?
Not a Melissa McCarthy fan.
Who's Melissa McCarthy?
Not a Melissa McCarthy. She's a really fat girl. She did Spy with Jason Statham.
Oh, you know who's not funny?
I love Melissa McCarthy.
You know who's not funny? Rebel Wilson. That fat girl from Pitch Perfect?
Yes.
She is not funny.
Not funny at all. At all.
The fat blonde girl?
Yeah.
Yes.
I like her, guys. I like her.
What's her name? Fat
Amy.
Amy? Yeah.
I like her.
I don't think she's funny.
She tries too hard.
Amy Schumer's the real fat Amy.
Let me just say something. Let me just say, like, for female actors, it's really hard because, and for female comics and female actors, because they don't have a lot of room, like, to. Like,
well, they have a perceived.
That's true.
They have a perceived physical physique they need to meet, and then they have
yeah.
to be funny on top of that.
That's true.
Competing exactly. with men exactly.
And all of
that's
that
one thing where I do respect Amy Schumer. Because sometimes she actually. Okay, I saw Trainwreck. That was definitely my favorite movie of the summer.
I didn't like it.
That was my favorite movie of the summer.
It was too much girl.
Well, I love rom coms, and actually. Honestly speaking, that was a pretty not feminine rom-com. Mm. I know we can ask our audio engineer about When in Rome and how good of a rom-com that is. And that's pretty girly. That's a pretty girly movie. I think that's how most rom-coms are, and I think Trainwreck kind of broke the mold.
Yeah.
And I like LeBron as an actor. I like seeing NBA players... Do well
roles.
In acting. That, like, I love when I see Blake Griffin in commercials, and he's funny.
He is funny. Yeah.
And LeBron is funny, and he's not a bad actor. I feel like... Who else would be a good actor? Dwight Howard, I thought he was going to be good, and then he was on The Suite Life as Zach and Cody. Or The Suite Life on Deck, and he kind of sucked.
I haven't seen that.
He was really bad. He played basketball with them and, like, blocked Cody with his elbow. Oh, he was like, God. Whoa! I've never blocked anyone with my elbow! And it was just really bad.
Well, I don't think you can blame the actors. You have to blame the writers for that.
That's true. And that show kind of sucked to bring on a NBA guest.
My soul was dead with On Deck. Like, The Suite Life is the original on all.
Yeah. On Deck had its moments. It had its moments.
No. They were just trying too hard, you know? Like, it's over.
Asian girl?
Brenda Song.
Brenda Song. Can we just talk about Brenda Song?
I think, what's the blonde girl's name? I like her better.
Ashley Tisdale.
No,
I like Brenda Song more.
Brenda Song is cooler.
Okay, so there's two doors. One room has Brenda Song in it, one room has Ashley Tisdale. Which room do you go in?
Brenda Song.
I already just told you that I'm choosing Brenda Song.
I'm going to go in Ashley Tisdale's room. And then after I'm done, I'm going to go in Brenda Song's room. And then I'm going to go to the restroom.
Oh, I thought we were just, I thought it's like, you're just choosing a door and we're picking whatever's behind. I didn't know we were going in their room.
I didn't know we could have both rooms.
Yeah, since I'm not going to talk about it with you, but yeah, you can say stuff like that, but nah, not for me.
Well, whatever. that was our Deadpool analysis, guys. We'll be right
with
back.
With some Star Wars thrown in, and what else did we... Jennifer Lawrence, Amy Schumer, Rebel Wilson, Melissa McCarthy.
Sweet Life of Zach and Cody,
Dwight Howard, Blake Griffin, LeBron James... Trainwreck, how was a good movie in the summer. I don't care what Brandon says, it was a good movie.
It wasn't good.
It got like an 87 on Rotten Tomatoes. Pretty
oh my
good.
God. Okay, whatever.
If I remember correctly.
When we come back, we'll talk about some anime.
You know
what's
a good
sports.
Movie? Zootopia. We should come
Zootopia
back to that.
Zootopia is a good movie.
We should come back to that. Or should we talk about it right now?
We're done with movies.
You know what I didn't
movies.
Think was
We'll
a
talk
good
about
movie?
It next time.
I already told them we're going to play a song, guys. We're going to play a song.
All right,
guys, let's do this fucking song.
Thank you. hello, my love. I heard a kiss from you. Red magic satin playing near two. All through the morning rain again, the sun doesn't shine. Rainbows and waterfalls run through my mind. In the garden I see west purple shower bells and some orange birds and river cousins dressed in green. Pretty music I hear, so happy and loud. New flowers echo from my cherry.
Okay, guys, we're back, and we don't really have a set topic to talk about right now, but we're just thinking open discussion. We can talk about anything. Politics, Justin Bieber, preferably not Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
I don't know why that came to my mind.
Yeah, I don't know why
that's
said
old.
Maybe
that's
some,
old.
Maybe too Ian old? Has some, like, hidden, like, sexual...
What is?
No, I just, like, Love Yourself. I like the song.
No, some of his songs are good, but, yeah. But anyway, so, I don't know if you guys, listeners, watch anime, but if you do, there's this really great show I've been watching on Crunchyroll called ReZero.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet, and I'm a total anime buff, and I have not watched it yet.
Ian is probably more of an anime buff than I am. I would say definitely more anime.
Okay, but what's good about it, without spoiling anything?
It just has everything you need in a good anime series. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's witty, it doesn't waste a second of,
oh, really?
Of time. Like,
that's... So it has good pacing, fast pacing?
Yes, it's good pacing. And I'll just say the premise of it, and it's not going to spoil it. So basically, he's like on a time loop. So he dies, and he wakes up the day before.
Mm.
And so he has to find out who killed him, basically. Okay,
that's the whole plot of it?
That's the whole plot.
That's interesting. That almost sounds like Erased, but on a much more closed loop kind of scale.
Yeah.
Have you watched Erased?
No, I haven't.
Highly recommend that. That is really good. I know you like Hunter x Hunter.
Hunter x Hunter is amazing.
That's super amazing. Hunter x Hunter and Brotherhood are just on another level.
I think some of those old animes, they'll always be in my heart. Like, I'll always, like, I think I give them that extra because I was young and watched them,
yeah.
You know? But, like, if I have to choose, I choose Hunter over Full Metal.
Oh, yeah. It goes either way on a day-to-day basis. But my personal favorite series of all time, anime or not, is Angel Beats. And I don't think you've watched that yet.
I watched the first three episodes.
Yeah. It's just really emotional to me. I get very emotionally invested in the characters, and I don't think there was ever a series that got me more invested in the characters than Angel Beats, which is amazing because it's only 13 episodes. Thank you. Alex just brought me my water, and he didn't bring Brandon any.
Yeah, that's kind of a...
Best anime ever, Avatar Last Airbender. No doubt.
Avatar's good. No.
It's not an anime, though.
Animated.
Yeah.
We were kids when Avatar came out, and...
Fourth grade for me, so third for you.
Third grade. But when it... Like, all that action and stuff, like...
Oh, it's so good.
For Nickelodeon, too, like...
Right?
No other, like, network had that shit.
Dude, and the arc, bro. The characters develop every season.
Zuko was my favorite, dude, like, developed character.
Zuko's such a tight character. He totally He's such a better prince than Vegeta.
I said it.
He's a better prince than Vegeta.
I don't... Who said Vegeta's a good prince? He's not.
No, I mean, like... I'm just comparing the two. What I'm getting at is Zuko's a cooler character than
Vegeta. Fuck Azula, that bitch.
Azula is batshit crazy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know who I liked? Her friend, the circus freak.
Ty Lee.
I love Ty Lee. She is so funny.
Dude, Ty Lee. Oh, who did Ty Lee end up going out with?
I don't remember.
Nobody?
Sokka. Oh, she was into Sokka.
Yeah, no, but...
But Sokka's got too many side bitches.
No, I'm thinking of... What's
Sokka
that girl?
Like Suki.
What's Zuko's girl's name? May.
May.
I love May.
You liked May?
I thought she was a little bit
that negative. Super emo girl?
Yeah, she was too teenage, like, angsty, like, emo. I wasn't into her.
It meshed with Zuko's, though.
Yeah, well, they complimented
each other. I thought they were funny together.
They were.
They were a cute emo.
Like that one beach episode where they were
They're both such introverts that don't like doing stuff like that.
Yeah.
It was so funny to me.
And then, like,
Zuko. You know who's the tightest? The real MVP of... The Avatar series.
Tough.
Uncle Iroh.
Uncle
Iroh. Yes.
Dude,
oh,
he comes
my
around
God.
And then he has the lotus with him. Oh, that blew
do
my
you,
mind.
Do you remember when he was still Tails? Fat? Do you remember when he was still fat and he was trying to let the guys get away? It was when they were in, I think they were in Ba Sing Se. And I can't remember what was happening. But tell me you remember this scene. They're in like this like tea house. Uncle Iroh has a cup of tea in his hands, and he's like, do you guys know why they call me the Dragon of the East? And no one says anything. Like, they're all holding spears at him, like, pointing their hands at him, about to, like, you know,
yeah,
take
I know
him
what
out.
You're talking about.
He just drinks the tea and starts breathing fire on all those guys. Jesus Christ, that was my cool... That was my favorite thing he's done.
Dude, best scene with Uncle Iroh, Tales of Ba Sing Se, when he goes to pay
to
tribute
visit
to his son.
His son's grave.
And then they sing a song.
Yeah.
Had me in tears.
Dude.
Tears.
Uncle Iroh's... Seriously, the best character.
Well, and then the voice actor died while voice acting Uncle Iroh.
Did he really?
Mm-hmm. Did it?
Yeah, he did.
That's crazy.
He died of throat cancer.
That's so sad.
That sucks. And you're a freaking voice actor. Kind of mm-hmm. ironic, no?
He has a Hollywood Star of Fame, too, on the walk.
That's good.
Second for Uncle Iroh.
He did Samurai Jack. He did the evil guy's voice.
Aku?
No,
he did. He did. You're right. Mm-hmm. They are the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay.
He has such a Japanese way of speaking. Was he Japanese?
No.
Okay.
After that, after the arc where Sokka gets his sword, I started liking Sokka.
Dude,
a lot
the
more.
Meteorite sword was the tightest. The tightest.
And then,
but the
he loses at the end though.
I was so mad about that.
I was so mad.
I'm the type like when I'm watching a movie and a character walks in somewhere and they're holding something and like the directors didn't pay attention to continuity and like when they walk out they don't have it. I feel like I'm forgetting something.
Yeah.
Something's off and like. I hate it when a character loses an object, loses an arm.
It's like an itch you can't scratch.
Like, yeah.
Well, they lose an arm and then it comes back. And it's like, okay.
Well, yeah. But,
Or their arm is broken and all of a sudden it's not broken anymore.
Yeah,
it's like,
I hate that.
But, like, yeah, but specifically when, like, a character forgets an item somewhere or, like, they lose an item, like, that makes me feel like I hate it. And when he lost the sword when they were fighting on the blimp, I hated that.
It just flew away. That was crazy.
It just fell down.
But then the boomerang came back though, right?
Yeah, always comes back.
Always. Dude, funniest episode was when they're in the desert trying to find Appa, and Sokka drinks cactus juice and gets super high.
yeah.
And then they see the explosion when Aang gets super mad. Oh, friendly mushroom!
Oh my god, you're right. I forgot about that.
That episode was hilarious.
That was funny.
No, that was just a great series in general. We saw all of our characters develop as this, like, Aang from, like, the North Pole guy, and, like...
He was such
a kid, and then he developed his relationship.
He was such a young 112-year-old kid, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
When it first started...
He was so childish, had no knowing of the world or anything, and then he travels around...
Well, I don't know if he has no knowing of the world. It's just the world has changed so much.
Well, I mean, he's got that childhood naivety.
Yeah.
You know?
Naivete.
But, like,
yeah.
But what's in his head is 112 years ago, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
now
the Fire Nation is attacking. Like, they're at war and stuff like that. So
he has no idea what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks the world's still a super nice place.
Yeah. None of his people have been exterminated like Hitler.
Yeah, he did not. Oh, my God. When he first sees
the
monk.
That was so sad, yeah.
When he sees the monk and he enters the Avatar state.
He's all, like, skeleton.
That was the same as when Naruto thought Sasuke died, when Haku killed him, and the Ninetales starts to take over.
Yeah.
And you just feel that. You feel it in your bones.
Hey, I really thought Sasuke died back then. Like,
I really thought he died. I thought Sasuke was a one-off character. I really did.
And I was sad. I was sad.
I was sad. That was before I thought Sasuke was a little bitch. Then Sasuke came around, too.
No, Sasuke never came around. Like,
Sasuke kind of came around.
I keep up with the Shippuden, and, like...
He's still a bitch, though.
Why would you even leave? And, like, after everything Itachi did for you, you know?
I know. After everything Itachi did, and then he's still like, we destroy the Hidden Leaf Village. And it's like, you do realize, like, the only thing he loved more than the Leaf Village was you.
And you're gonna destroy it.
Yeah.
But
just destroy Donzo, like...
Yeah.
Like, it was Donzo. It was all Donzo.
Yeah.
Like, all you had to... And he killed Donzo, and then that wasn't enough for him.
The only reason he wanted to destroy the leaf is because of what the leaf put Itachi through.
Yeah, and it was Donzo that did it. So Sasuke's pretty close-minded, and he's a little biggity-biggity bitch. I'm not.
Biggity-biggity bitch.
No, but he comes around. Oh, have you seen Boruto?
I haven't. You told me it was super good.
It's really good. Guys, watch Boruto if you get a chance.
You know what? I was talking to someone about that at work, and they were really upset. He's kind of autistic, but he watches a lot of anime.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like... It pisses me off that they start a new series, Boruto, about Naruto's kid without even finishing Naruto first.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
like, just fucking finish the series
The
already.
Naruto Ultimate Ninja Storm 4,
uh-huh.
like, or 3? I can't remember which one it was. But it finished the Naruto story.
Yeah, it did.
And it came out, like, during the Infinite Filler arc.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, it's just like, dude, just finish the series, let it die with some dignity.
Seriously, I just wanted to end because it was getting so good.
Yeah.
And then... I haven't even watched it in forever. And that's still my favorite. Like,
I haven't watched it since episode 1.
I love what it is, and I know it's not Kishimoto that really has much to do with the fillers. It's not like his choice. He's probably forced to make them. I don't even know if he writes the story for them.
Mm.
But I appreciate him so much for the story that he's written.
Yeah.
No, definitely. Okay, so, yeah. So, I guess that's all we have to say about anime. So, here's another song, you guys. We'll be right back for our final topic. And until then, let's groove with some of this music.
On your waist from way back way, you know that I don't play. Streets not safe, but I never run away, even when I'm away. OT, OT, there's never much love when we go OT. I pray to make it back in one piece. I pray, I pray. That's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. Nobody makes it from my ends. I had to bust up the silence. You know you gotta stick by me. Soon as you see the text, reply me. I don't wanna spend time fighting. We got no time and that's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time but I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time but I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. In my head, one more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
All right, guys, I guess we're back. That was a good song. Our audio technician picked it, so
I actually didn't really care for it that much.
It's all right. I mean, Drake does what he does, but One Dance is not one of my personal favorites.
I'm not a big Drake fan.
I'm a Drake fan.
I don't care for Drake. I dislike him.
I like Drake.
He does what he does. You know, he's making a living.
I think it's funny how he roots for the Raptors every year.
Oh, God.
I mean, he's from Toronto, so he has to represent.
I know. It's just really funny seeing him at the game starting to trash talk players that end up, you know, destroying his team.
It's just funny seeing him at his short ass at the game with a bunch of tall ass.
Yeah, and then it's really funny that, like, when LeBron was on Miami, like, he was partying in the club with Bosh, Wade, and LeBron after they won the championship, and he was there at the games. But then this year during the playoffs, he's there trash talking LeBron.
Yeah,
rooting for the Raps.
Yeah,
I just think that's funny. What are you
gonna do? Anyway, so our last topic is gonna come to us from our special guest, video games. So, Alec, you wanna start us off?
Looking forward to Battlefield 1, man.
Dude, Battlefield 1 is amazing.
I'm still so bad at first person shooters. I'm not sure.
For those of you who have not seen the trailer. Seven Nation Army plays in the background while this guy's
while this guy's
beating this other guy like, in the trenches.
Cool.
They have I'm just a huge Battlefield
dude.
Guy.
Me too.
How do you feel about the modern or not the was it the Modern Warfare Warfare trailer the most recent one?
Oh, that's called? Infinity Wars.
Yeah,
they're remastering Modern Warfare and putting it in the game.
I think Infinity Wars trailer started off like solid, and then it's like all of a sudden you're in space and it's. It doesn't
is
look
it
like
in space
it.
Now?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like shit. The futuristic theme. Like,
yeah, man. They just need to go back to the roots.
They
just like
need to go back to the roots.
Doing, man.
Battlefield 1 is doing the right thing. Battlefield 1 is giving people what they want. People want to go back. Because the future shit, we've tried it doesn't work.
Yeah.
The exosuits, the fucking jumping shit.
Yeah, people don't like that shit.
Don't
It'll
like
still
it.
Sell well. People are saying it's the end of Call of Duty. Like, it's the most disliked video on YouTube. There goes Call of Duty, rip profits, and it's like, guys don't know
it's
how this
works.
It's
the brand, dude. It's the brand. It's gonna sell.
It's gonna
Call
sell.
Call of Duty's not gonna hurt from this game. Like, it's not gonna bleed from
No. I mean, they're gonna bleed from Ghost 2, most definitely.
Are they gonna make a Ghost 2?
I think Ghost 2 is coming out.
Okay, so right now it's Infinite Warfare, then next is gonna be Black Ops 4 or some shit like that, right?
Probably. Yeah.
And then after that it's gonna be Ghost 2?
No, I think Ghost 2 is coming out with Infinity Wars, like, around the same time. Because they're two different companies making it.
Oh, okay.
I think so. Like, Infinity Ward owns one thing, and then Activision owns the other.
Yeah, but, yeah, the Black Ops 1 trailer was amazing. And the Black Ops 1 trailer came out right after, like, the Call of Duty trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of overshadowed it, too. World War 1, they have just so much stuff, good stuff in there.
Oh, yeah, dude.
The horses, they were in trenches, they had gas... Gas masks, gas, mustard gas, gas warfare, like, it's a gas a lot right there, but yeah. What else? There's tanks, yeah.
What else is coming out? I just picked up Witcher 3's Blood and Wine. It's pretty good so far. Witcher 3 is a fantastic game.
I can't wait to get to that. I'm going to beat the first one, then I'm going to play the second, beat that, and then I'm going to start the third. So, you know, don't plan on me starting the third for another 3 years.
Witcher just looks like a... It just looks like a... It's just too scary for me to play. Like,
it's not scary at all. What the heck are you talking about? It is not scary at all.
You're fighting demons and shit, like...
It's not
like,
scary.
It's not scary.
It's not from the first person point of view, so it's honestly not scary.
It's like Skyrim, but like scarier. Like,
It's not.
No, dude, and the women in that game, they did a great job. Whoever designed the characters. Fantastic.
I just love Geralt.
Yeah.
Geralt of Rivia.
Dude, in the third one, some of his speech lines are so overused. Like, when it starts to rain, looks like rain. Thank you. Or there's clouds. Looks like a storm's coming. I'm just like, okay. Every time he gets on his horse, come on, Roach. Like, fuck, this happens like 400 times.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
You know what's gonna be really good though? Have you guys seen the trailer for For Honor? It's like it's by the same company that does Assassin's Creed, which is what company is that?
Ubisoft does.
It's by Ubisoft, and the premise is there's three classes of warrior that you could choose from. The samurai, a viking, or like a noble, like knight, and they all fight each other, and it's gonna like the game engine, the fighting engine is gonna look really nice. Like I'm looking forward to it.
What kind of game is it? Fighting game?
It's like a fighting game, but it's like control point, like third person fighting, like so kind of like this Zelda Oracle of Time, whatever this is playing. But look, it looks really good. Like there's like it evens it out. Like the samurai is the character, he's super fast and has like really high attack, but he doesn't have good defense, and like the knight has really good defense, but he's slow, you know, kind of. Yeah.
By the way, Brandon didn't mean Zelda Oracle of Time. That's super old. Brandon meant Hyrule Warriors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's another game I'm not into, man. I don't do Zelda.
The Warriors? You don't do Zelda?
I don't do Zelda.
I like the 2D Zelda games. I can't get behind the 3D ones. I don't like Ocarina of Time that much. I didn't like Majora's Mask that much, but I love A Link to the Past. That's still one of my favorite games I've ever played. And this Hyrule Warriors thing is fun, but just because it's a break from what I usually play. I usually play more slow-paced, RPG-type games. Mm. So, I like this. It's refreshing.
Yeah. I mean, that's what people need sometimes, refreshing games.
Yeah. You need something that's different from what you usually play.
Yeah, because you get, you just get blocked. Just
yeah, because, like, as soon as I started playing The Witcher, I played, like, 20 hours of it in, like, 2 days during finals week, and it wasn't okay.
That's not okay.
Dude, you know, speaking of being blocked, just because you're blocked doesn't mean you give up on it. You gotta work through your blockage, man.
Well, I mean, sometimes. I mean, if the blockage is too big, you can just dump it. Or... There's obviously some inside jokes, but I'm not gonna go into it because people listen to this podcast. So I don't know anybody listening to pick up on this, but yeah.
Yeah, but blockage, man. It happens, man. It's the thing you gotta just push through. You know, persevere.
Literally have to push through.
Yeah, exactly.
That's disgusting.
What else is coming out? Mirror's Edge Catalyst is coming out. I don't know.
I never got into Mirror's Edge.
Mirror's Edge was alright, but...
Do either of you guys play Pokemon still?
I don't.
I'm super excited for Sun and Moon.
I want to get into it, but the setup is going to cost me like a buck and a half.
I have a 3DS XL if you want to borrow it.
I have a 3DS that you can buy from me if you just want to get it repaired.
How much does it cost to get it repaired?
I don't know. I haven't looked at that
yet. How much are you going to cost to get for me to buy from you? See, like Ian, he says he's your friend, but he low-key fucks you over. Like
I don't fuck you over.
He fucked me over like 20 cents. Like, come on.
Brandon's trying to not...
It was 3 cents.
It was 20 cents.
I cheated him out of 3.4 cents.
No, it was 20 cents.
We did the math. It was 3.4 cents.
Yeah, he did the math. That's how much he cares. Like,
and then he cheated me out of money today with donuts by like $2. So
you gave me the 5. What am I supposed to say no to money? Whatever. All I know is,
Alec, that looks. Oh wow, I thought you were doing math.
You're supposed to give. You're supposed to give your friends and family discount, but Ian just fair price, fair market price.
Yeah,
dude, you gotta make a buck, dude. This is America. Donald Trump's going to be president, and...
God forbid Donald Trump become president.
I can't let that happen.
I would rather have Hillary.
No, hell no.
I'd rather have Hillary than Trump. I can't. But no, I think Bernie might come through. I think if he gets it close enough, they're going to have to do it again in the primaries, right?
I don't know how it works, but it would be the best year of my life if Bernie won the nomination. Because then he'd become president. He pulls so well against Donald Trump.
Yeah. obviously.
I do not want Hillary.
I think Hillary, just that email scandal, is just fucking her over, dude.
Yeah, I know, but the head of the FBI is a Republican, so people are saying he's waiting until she gets the nomination to indict her. Because he knows if he indicts her now, Bernie gets the nomination, and Bernie wins.
Good. Fucking do it!
No, dude, yeah.
That's bad for the country. That's bad for the country. That's really bad for the country. Donald Trump will ruin America. No, Bernie's the only candidate that can get stuff done across the aisle.
It's just Donald Trump has no, like, international, like, experience. He doesn't have any political experience. He's never held office.
No, no one's gonna respect him either.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god.
No country's gonna respect Donald Trump.
No country's gonna respect us.
Yeah.
Nobody respects us anyways.
People respect us more than you think they
do. Obama is doing such a great job internationally. Like, if you see, like, the pictures and videos, like, like, he was the first president to go to the G7 summit the other day with the Hiroshima.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The first president.
First sitting.
Yeah.
People have been.
Yeah, but first sitting president, which is, you know, what matters.
Yeah, exactly.
But I heard, like, controversy that people were like, oh, he's just making excuses and stuff like that, and, like, this is a complete waste of time.
No, but he said, I heard him, he's like, I'm not going to talk about other presidents, I'm just gonna, like, their thought process, I'm just gonna, like, I'm just here at the United States G7 summit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, but that was a good move. Like,
I'm gonna miss Obama.
Obama was the coolest president, I think.
Bill Clinton was nowhere near as cool as Obama.
No, Bill Clinton was super cool.
No, he wasn't.
No, okay.
Bill Clinton sucked at the saxophone.
Okay, for those of you who don't know, Ian's, like, a saxophone god, so he can say that, but,
Can you imagine Bill mortals. Clinton running the economy?
Well, if Hillary wins. He's the one who ruined it. He repealed Glass-Steagall.
Okay, no, we're not talking about if he was a good president.
We're talking about whether they're cool.
I'm saying, and I don't think Bill Clinton was near as cool as Obama is.
I think Bill Clinton was pretty cool. Bill Clinton,
do you think Obama's cooler?
They're neck and neck.
Obama's way cooler.
That's not fair.
Obama's
take his color out of it, and is he a cool guy? It doesn't matter if he's white.
Yeah, he's still cool.
Okay.
Bill Clinton plays basketball Obama plays basketball at the Secret Service.
Yeah, I know.
Like, on the weekends. Like,
I know. And he got hit in the elbow by one of the Secret Service agents playing basketball one time, and he needed, like, stitches or something. I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, that's cool. You don't hear about stuff like that, like, president playing basketball. He's so funny, too.
He makes, like, a bracket for March Madness every year. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obama's definitely.
He likes Steph Curry, though, so I don't know about that.
Yeah, fuck that.
I'm just kidding. I like Steph.
The only reason
I don't like Golden State.
The only reason you guys don't like Golden State is because people like Golden State. Like, you guys just love to hate. You know what I mean?
No, because I like the Heat when everyone liked the Heat. But that's because I always liked the Heat. I always liked Dwayne Wade. And I liked LeBron separately. And then all of a sudden they're on the same team and I loved it.
I'm OKC Knicks. All the way there.
Knicks? You like the Knicks?
D-Fish, baby. Even though D-Fish is not there anymore.
All right, guys. So that's going to be it. We're wrapping around at 43 minutes. That's going to be a long ass fucking...
That's a really long podcast. Sorry, guys. We sincerely apologize for all of our bullshit.
If you listen to this part, like, you're the real MVP.
Yeah, seriously. If you got this far without fast-forwarding...
And if you're fapping to our voices right now...
We'd like to thank our audio technician and our special guest...
Audio engineer.
Oh, audio engineer. What's the difference?
Oh, whoa. Oh, wow. She's right outside the window. She is creepy.
Her name's Lana Blacksmith. She just started with us. I'm a little sketchy because she's an undergraduate, but we'll see.
I don't know.
We don't know if we're going to keep her around.
She literally requested to be paid in coffee. We offered her money, but she wanted to be paid in coffee and donuts. I mean, it makes it cheaper for us. So.
Yeah, it does. That definitely does.
Hey, you keep it up.
You're going to get bread and water.
She's not an economics major.
Okay, now she's trying to choose. Okay, you get bread.
Yeah, you get bread and water.
Nobody cares.
It's all right. You're an undergraduate intern.
Yeah, you don't get to make choices. Interns don't even make money. Exactly. You're lucky for the coffee and donuts.
I know.
I don't drink coffee.
Well, you're going to be drinking coffee.
Not with
that
attitude, you don't.
All right, guys. So,
such an unsincere laugh.
So, once again, I'm B.
I'm E.
And this has been our show.